speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
The question posed asks, does the devil have the power to read the intent, thoughts, and emotions like God? To begin with, we need to understand God, I believe. God has no limitations at all. He is limitless. Take into consideration Jesus, whenever it came to knowledge. Jesus was able to know the thoughts and the intents of mankind simply by looking upon them. Friends, I believe that not only did Jesus possess that ability if He looked upon them, Jesus was able to call the intent and the mind of mankind even before He was in their presence. Why do I say that? Because He is deity. John chapter 1 and verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word there, in the context of John chapter 1 and verse 1, is Logos. And the Logos is the essence of all who is or whoever will be, or the essence of all who that is. That is in reference to Jesus Christ and His deity, how that He preexisted in heaven with God as God. And therefore, as deity, He knows all things. In the context of the Old Testament Scripture, 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse 39, and then Psalm 139 and verse 4, we understand that God alone knows the thoughts of man. Who? God alone. Therefore, we understand the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit would all have this knowledge. When it comes to God, the Godhead, the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, as to how much knowledge they have, the Scripture says that all things are naked or revealed in God's sight. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 13. When we look at Satan, though, we understand that he has limited powers. Why does he have limited powers? Well, to begin with, he's not eternal. He is created. And I believe that the Bible teaches that he was created as an angelic being who rebelled against God, hence free moral agency. And as a result of that rebellion, then he is cast down or cast out. He was not alone. He had a cohort of others who went along with him. In this, then, we know then that not only is he created, friends, in like figure, he is limited in power by God. Take into consideration the way in which we see that Satan worked during the time of the first century. Before Christ died on the cross, we find demonic possessions. However, after Christ died on the cross, if memory serves me correct, and I could be wrong on this, I believe that there's one instance in the book of Acts that is mentioned with regard to demonic possession, demons. With this, why do we see the fall off of this and maybe even other things that Satan would have had power over? It's because Jesus entered into the strong man's house and bound him. Hence, that binding came whenever he died at Calvary's cross. In this, though, we find is that Satan still roams to and fro upon the face of the earth, as he did in the days of Job. I believe that Satan is an observer. And as he observes, he sees the things that you and I do. He hears the things that you and I say. He realizes then our various weaknesses. He sees the way that he might be able to get to us, to tempt us and to draw us away from God. Out of what he realizes in regard to our weaknesses, then I believe that he plays off of what he learns. He does not have, from what I have seen, at least in my study for this question, the ability, the power to have all the intents, thoughts, or emotions, the understanding of these things as or like God.